Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Ayers Allais are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. There's something new on Ayers Allais every day. Hello, this is Roger Baker, and every Wednesday we bring you interesting and useful news about business and personal finance. The following is an article from the online website Yahoo Finance. The article was written by Emily Batdorf. What to do when your wages aren't keeping up with the cost of living? If you're feeling squeezed trying to afford life's necessities, you're not the only one. When inflation soared in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, wages struggled to keep up. The result was higher-priced necessities such as food, housing, transportation, and utilities, and less income to afford it all. In recent years, however, inflation has slowed. But even though prices are rising more slowly, they're still going up. So what do the numbers say? Have wages finally caught up to inflation? And regardless of the data, how can you stretch your dollars further when your cost of living increases? Are wages keeping up with inflation? Let's start with the good news. In the 12 months from February 2025 to February 2026, wages actually outpaced inflation. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS, real average household earnings increased 1.4% seasonally adjusted during this time frame. If these numbers don't seem to be reflected in your budget, it's likely because wages have been playing catch-up to inflation over the past several years. Recent inflation trends. The Federal Reserve aims to keep inflation at a rate of 2%, but post-pandemic supply chain disruptions and changing demand, among other factors, led to a rapid rise in inflation. One inflation measure, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, rose to more than 9% over 12 months, ending in June 2022. Inflation has slowed since. The current CPI, as of February, rose just 2.4% over the previous 12 months. But that doesn't mean prices have dropped. It just means they haven't been rising as fast. Recent wage growth trends. On the other side of the equation is wage growth. Data from Bankrate's Wage to Inflation Index found that from January 2021 to August 2025, wages still lagged behind inflation by 1.2 percentage points. The gap between wages and inflation was previously as big as 4.8 percentage points in 2022, so things are trending in the right direction for earners. However, relatively flat real wage growth, taking inflation into account, means that bills may still feel tight. To summarize, real wage growth has been mostly flat since inflation took off post-pandemic. Even though real wage growth was positive in the last year, it's still catching up after falling behind several years ago. What to do when your pay isn't keeping up with the cost of living? When your bills seem to grow faster than your cost of living wage increases, frustration can set in. Unfortunately, the price of most things is beyond your control. But that doesn't mean you're powerless in stretching your budget. If your pay isn't keeping up with your cost of living, implement some of the following strategies to get a little more bang for your buck. Make your savings work harder. If you have money sitting in a traditional savings account, inflation is quietly eating away at your balance. However, you can fight inflation by putting that money in a high-yield savings account, or HYSA. With the best HYSAs currently earning up to 4% APY, the difference in interest earnings can be staggering. For example, with $10,000 in the bank, you're looking at a difference of nearly $400 in a single year. Inflation-indexed bonds. In the U.S., inflation-indexed bonds are called Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, or TIPS. The principal of a TIPS grows with inflation, meaning you receive an inflation-adjusted price when your bond matures. I-bonds. Available through the U.S. Department of the Treasury, Series I-bonds earn both a fixed rate of interest and a variable rate. The fixed rate stays the same for the life of the bond, while the variable rate is tied to inflation and changes twice a year to coincide with changes to the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, CPI-U. Money market accounts. A money market account blends features of a savings and checking account, but they often pay out higher rates than traditional savings accounts. Keep in mind, you may need a higher initial deposit to open one. CDs. A certificate of deposit, or CD, is a time deposit that earns fixed interest on your money for a set period. If you lock in at a high interest rate and rates subsequently drop, you'll benefit from higher earnings for the duration of your CD. The catch? You can't touch your balance without penalty until the CD matures. Focus on paying down debt. Borrowing money isn't free, and interest charges can eat away at your savings and cut into any pay increases you earn. If you have high interest debt, such as credit cards or personal loans, make paying it off a priority. There are a number of strategies you can use, from the debt snowball or avalanche method to debt consolidation or refinancing. The best way to get rid of your debt will depend on a few factors, including the amount, interest rate, and your monthly cash flow. Consider negotiating a raise. Money out is just one side of the equation. To fight inflation, you can also try to increase the amount of money coming in via your paycheck. Salary negotiation is just one way to do so. If you think you're under-earning at your current job, don't hesitate to try negotiating a raise. Hint, if you didn't negotiate your salary when you got hired, you're likely being underpaid. Start by doing some research about your position's average salary. If you can find out what colleagues in similar positions are earning, that'll also help. Then, work on compiling your achievements, the more specific the better, and practicing your pitch. Start a side hustle. If you have the extra time and energy, consider starting a side hustle to bring in extra cash. Side gigs can be related to your day job, but they don't have to be. In fact, if you have a hobby or passion that you enjoy doing and can monetize, your side hustle may not feel much like work at all. Common side hustles include freelance writing or editing, consulting, tutoring, and social media management. If you're not set on working from home, you could also consider things like driving for a rideshare company, dog walking, or shopping for and delivering groceries. Consider a career change. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, a salary raise isn't in the cards. If this seems to be an industry-wide phenomenon, you might think about making a career change. Additionally, if you're bored at your job and there's limited upward mobility, that might be reason enough to change careers. If possible, focusing your career search on fast-growing industries might buy you more earning power. Currently, some of those fast-growing industries include renewable energy, healthcare, and the information sector. Relocate. If you're in a high-cost of living area, your entire paycheck may get eaten up by rent, groceries, and other monthly necessities. And while there are some things you can't control when it comes to affording essential expenses, you usually have some say over where you live. If you have the flexibility, moving to a more affordable area could significantly reduce your monthly bills. Whether that means going remote with your current job, looking for new opportunities in a new city, or starting a business of your own, relocating could save you thousands or more per year. Just be sure to consider moving costs when calculating these potential savings. If you want to learn more about Ayers LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print-impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next Wednesday to bring you more helpful news about business and personal finance. I'm Roger Baker.